This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley residents are invited to the River Prairie Festival in Altoona this weekend. The event seeks to celebrate the warmer spring temperatures and the local art community by getting area residents outside at River Prairie Park. Organizers say there's over 30 artists scheduled as vendors at the festival to sell their work, as well as activities for kids, a Mother's Day flower planting session, food trucks, and a class on growing giant pumpkins. The River Prairie Festival will be free for residents to attend and will take place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. The Eau Claire County Highway Department is advising residents of an impending road closure in the area. According to a press release, County Highway U in the town of Clear Creek and town of Pleasant Valley will be closed from Monday to Thursday next week. Highway Department officials say the closure is necessary for multiple culvert removals and replacements from the Trumbull County line to County Highway HH. There will be no detour route marked during the project, so area residents should plan their travel accordingly and be prepared for delays. A Chippewa Valley nonprofit is inviting residents to a community event this weekend in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. JONA, or Joining Our Neighbors Advancing Hope, will host its second annual Mental Health Day of Action and Care on Saturday at Owen Park in Eau Claire. The event will run from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and feature activities like yoga and dancing, as well as speakers on a variety of mental health topics. Organization officials will also hand out green bandanas as part of the Green Bandana Project, which seeks to raise awareness about mental health struggles. Another Chippewa Valley nonprofit will also hold a community event in Eau Claire this weekend. Girls on the Run Chippewa Valley is celebrating their 20-year anniversary with a community 5K at Carson Park on Saturday, with activities and check-in for the race beginning at 8:30 a.m. It's the nonprofit's biggest fundraiser, with the proceeds going towards their 8-week running program for girls in grades 3 through 5 across the Chippewa Valley. Nonprofit officials are also encouraging residents to bring non-perishable food items to the race to help support the Feed My People food bank. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new IKEA store is set to open in Madison in fall of 2026, expanding the company's presence in Wisconsin. It will be located on Junction Road and will be the second store in the state, joining the Oak Creek location. IKEA says the store will feature room displays, planning services, and thousands of home products. Customers will be able to take some items home right away or order larger pieces for delivery. The store will also include a deli with classic IKEA food options. City leaders in one Wisconsin community have said no to No Mow May. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says helping pollinators early in the season is a good idea, but some people stretched the idea well beyond May.
The council voted to do away with it. Their thoughts were that, and I tend to agree that it was kind of abused.
Instead, officials are encouraging other steps, limiting or eliminating chemical treatments and letting grass grow to 6 or 7 inches before cutting. Doing some digging could also help.
If people can plant more gardens, whether it's just a circle of wildflowers that they mow around or whatever, I think that that's great and it looks nicer and all that.
Some communities still participating in No Mow May have you sign up or get a sign for your yard. A conservative law firm is suing to block Wisconsin's new ban on people from out of state collecting ballot signatures, saying the law violates the First Amendment. The lawsuit from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty challenges a bipartisan measure signed by Governor Tony Evers that limits who can gather signatures for recall elections and for state and local candidates. Supporters of the law say it was needed after failed efforts to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, which they say relied heavily on outside activists. The case has now been moved to federal court. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the New York Yankees tonight. Brewers analyst Vinny Rotino.
They're going to have to play really clean baseball. They're going to have to really pitch well. They're going to have to come up with some timely hits in order to win the series. This Yankees team looks like the class of baseball.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will kick off their regular season at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame Sunday night, September 6th at 6:30. Labor Day weekend. NBA. The Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam asked if he plans on being more involved with the team this year after hiring Taylor Jenkins as head coach.
Do I think we'll be here more? I do. And very, very excited to continue working with John and to get off to, we've already established a good relationship with Taylor, but work with he and the guys to build the kind of team that this community deserves.
That's the Bucks' Jimmy Haslam with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a nice one today. Sunny and warmer with a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Could catch a sprinkle or two late tonight. Low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.